Jake Weimer, Monster Energy Cup. One good moto, one bad moto, two bad motos. How did I go?
Three bad motos.
Not the one you rode, all right. You got fifth? No, you fell on the last lap. Never mind. Yeah, three bad motos.
I didn't fall. Alessi cleaned me out. So that's what happened in that one. Then in the second one, I didn't get a real good start. Got sixth. And then in the last one, fell on the first turn. And then had another little issue on the last lap. Caught a hay bale with my foot and then kind of stalled my bike and whatever. So none of them were good, but I guess the track was tough to race on, mm-hmm. and my starts weren't great. I got a good start in my heat race, whole shot at that.
Can I hit you with the equivalent of the track? Mini O's TT when it comes to
coffee. So,
yeah.
It was just kind of, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are going to are thinking this, but I think I could have done pretty well, but I just didn't get the starts to really give myself a chance, so.
What'd you think of, let's couple things. What'd you think of the track? Fun, but hard to pass on.
I thought it was fun. Well, I thought the jumps were fun. Outside, there was a fun jump, but all the dirt outside was just bad. Like, made Unadilla look loamy. Worse. So, I'm assuming they just got the dirt from right over the field over there. I'm serious. I think they probably did. So, that kind of was a bummer. But, I mean, it was fun to ride, but just to race on, I mean, was kind of just tough.
Okay, next question. Format, 3-10 lappers. What'd you think, and how was that, the little break in between?
Well, initially when I heard 3-10 lappers, I was like, oh, cool. But they were actually not really that short with like a minute and a half lap time. So, but they seemed to go by pretty quick. And I thought it was cool, something different.
Right.
We didn't have much time in between, so between the second and third one, I didn't go back to the truck. So,
really, what'd you do?
Just stayed down there because it kind of seemed like a little bit of a shit show for gate pick for the second one. There was I rolled up there and they were just like, oh yeah, pick any gate, and I'm like, just pick any one, and it kind of appeared that everybody just kind of was doing a free for all. Then they pulled me out, and then I didn't really understand exactly what was going on, so I wanted to make sure I was down there, because I had gotten sick, so I was thinking, well, I have a decent pick, I need to try and get a good start, so I can try and do good in this last one. Didn't work out that way, but that was what I was thinking in my head.
As a mechanic, though, sitting there in between races would stress me out a little bit. I'd want to check over the bike and all that, you know?
Yeah, they didn't really have any time to do that. They came back, put gas in it, changed the rear tire, I think. And
all right, cool. Hey, so you're going to Bercy? See you in a couple weeks, huh? Looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. I've been over and done one overseas Supercross before, and it was fun. So, yeah, practice track a couple more weeks and go to Bercy. Should be good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.